Guitarist Ry Cooter is a musician with a great passion for songs from an earlier time. This led him to the rich tradition of Cuban music, and that turned into the hit CD, The Buena Vista Social Club. Recently, he recreated the music of the lost Chicano community of Chavez Ravine here in Los Angeles. Now he's out with a different kind of musical tale. Actually, the heroes and villains do all have tales.
Let's join Buddy Redcat, Lefty Mouse, and Reverend Tom Toad as they journey through time and space in the days of labor, big bosses, farm failures, strikes, company cops, sundown towns, hobos, and trains, the America of yesteryear.
Well, I'm a redcat till I die. I'm a redcat through and through. Daddy, you can't turn me yellow. Daddy, you can't make me blue.
Buddy is the hero of the stories in Ry Cooter's new CD. A farm cat who hooks up with a labor-agitating mouse and a blind preacher toad. Ry Cooter says he was inspired by a real cat.
Buddy was the mascot pet of a record store in Vancouver, Canada, and they found him sleeping in a suitcase in the alley. When I heard that, I thought, there's a great story in this. Buddy the Red Cat. If he'd have been black or white or his name was Bob, you know, no story. Red, born red, he becomes red.
And so, Ry Cooter relates Buddy's adventures in songs that labor troubadours, Joe Hill or Woody Guthrie, might have sung. And he tells them both in song and in print. The CD is paired with a book of stories and drawings. The first one you see on the cover is Buddy, perched beside a dirt road, his tail curled around a suitcase.
The drawing is very accurate in the worried look, with the middle distance, the staring into the middle distance, waiting for a ride in this case.
It illustrates the first song on the CD, Suitcase in My Hand. And Buddy introduces himself, basically, in this song.
When I'm a steely kitten, Daddy told me, son, there's just one thing that you should know. Well, it's through this world you ramble, and through this world you roam. Just take this little suitcase when you go.
So he goes out, and then, of course, the story unfolds.
So he meets up with Lefty
Mouse, yeah.
Mouse and then also Reverend Tom Toad.
Right, he's on the run from the Ku Klux Klan in the South. And so then you have three characters moving, which I thought was very good, because each one has special qualities, and three is a good number for traveling partners. You know.
Now the ladies, garment workers, walked out last winter time. Sweetheart of mine, she walked around all winter on the picket line, but I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Some of these songs are pretty traditional, or hew very closely to traditional working man union
type songs. Yeah,
yeah. But the stories, they're much more about California.
Yeah, because I know California best, and I wanted to get them out here to trace the root of the migrant workers, or to call it the Dust Bowl or whatever, coming from the, let's call it the border south, you know, those states, the Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma in particular, which is where I think Buddy comes from, comes across the Mojave Desert like everybody has to do at some point.
Walking across the desert, it ain't no fun. Too hot in the daytime. Too much sun. Lefty says we'll cross at nighttime, like my people always have done.
When the Arkies and the Okies came across the Mojave, they'd never seen anything like this giant desert. And it was hot and it was dry, and their cars broke down, and they couldn't go and buy any food, and they didn't know what to do. And then get out to California, which is where the real trouble began. Things were much rougher in California in terms of cops and the agribusiness, and they had no preparation for it, you know.
Telling this tale, you were able to move through quite a range of music.
Yes. The songs are a bit opaque in a way, but then the facts are revealed through Buddy's narration, because music is lighthearted as a rule, and especially in tunes like this, kind of cheerful, whereas the events behind each song kind of dire, and such as in the case of One Cat, One Vote, One Beer, where he can't vote. And Buddy he's so disappointed. He goes into a bar and they won't serve him. So he starts crying. Just nothing's working that day. He can't vote, he can't get a beer. It's a heck of a situation.
See, I've been trying to vote now about an hour or more. I tried, but I didn't get nowhere. Joe, you know, I just don't think they're doing this voting fair and square. Better make it one cap, one vote, and one beer.
We want to end where the CD ends, in a way the story ends. There's a bright side somewhere. What is that song for you?
Well, this is a wonderful old gospel song. I first heard it from Reverend Gary Davis. It says something that we can take some comfort from. There's a bright side. I won't rest until I find it. It doesn't say what it is. Now, Buddy sees it as a place of a family, a place of friendship, you know. Something good. A ham sandwich. He likes ham sandwiches, Buddy does. He's going there.
People got a good job somewhere. Got a lot of good friends somewhere. Got a little suitcase. Got a little family. Over on the bright side.
I imagine them in the little church, and the people walk out feeling joined in spirit, you know, like, well, that's all of us. We're all in the same boat. And that's, of course, the theme of unity being the whole reason for this record. That's what Buddy really wants. He wants everybody to be happy together, you know.
Ry Cooter, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
My Name is Buddy is the title of Ry Cooter's new CD and storybook. You can follow further adventures at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.